We're thanking Hashem that we are part of Beit HaMidrash, that we're sitting in Beit HaMidrash. Thanking Hashem that we're putting our effort in learning Torah. The person born to put an effort, and the lucky one is the one that is putting his effort in learning Torah. We want to prepare ourselves to a real important and big time, that it's the month of Nisan, the month of Tshuva. That Rabbi Nachman is writing that there is 2 months of Tshuva, Tishrei and Nisan. Tishrei, it's when we're doing Tshuva because we're afraid, but Nisan, it's when we're doing Tshuva because we love Hashem. All of that month, all of those days are Yamim Tovim. All of the 30 days of the month, it's good days of the month of Nisan. The first 12 days are days that they were sacrificing the sacrifices of the princes of Am Israel. 13, it's Yisro Chag for the Nesi'im. 14, it's Korban, sacrifice of Pesach. And then 7 days of Pesach. And then Yisro Chag, 1 month of holidays. This month, it's going to be a new beginning for the rest of the year. It's the month of the Geula. Rabbi Nachman Breslev in Likutei Moharan, he wrote that this is the Rosh Hashanah, it's the first day of the year for the kings. That in that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding all of the kingdoms that are going to be. So there is a side to say that the first day of the Chodesh Nisan, it's more important than the first day of Rosh Hashanah in Chodesh Tishrei. Because in Tishrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging everyone particularly, individually. Each and every one, he's judging him on his actions. But in the month of Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging generally all of the world itself. Who are going to be the kings and so. In the month of Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide when the Mashiach is going to come. It's not that with no reason Rabbanan said that the Geula is going to be in the month of Nisan. Just because that in the first day of Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide if the king is going to be Mashiach, so he's bringing him in Nisan. This is why everyone have to look at those days, how much they are important. And we have to put the effort to daven, and mainly in the first day of Nisan, to daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to put his kingdom at the top, that he going to be the king. And that if for now you're not bringing the Mashiach, that he going to be the king, so give us leaders that are going to be worthy, that they're going to be good for us. It's very important. You should all know. Everyone that he have a little bit of sense, feeling in serving Hashem Yitbarach, he doesn't have no weakness in Ben Azmanim, that he is not coming to the yeshiva. The opposite way. Person that have a little bit of senses, a little bit of feeling, he's thinking about Ben Azmanim, he's climbing even more in that break. Because now he can do things that when you have the regular times, the zdarim, they're stopping you. But in those days, you can go to sleep early, you can wake up midnight, you can scream to Hashem night after night, a whole night, lelot shlemim, complete night. You don't have the borders of the hours of the yeshiva, that you have to be inside the yeshiva to listen to the rules. also in the days, you can sit and you can learn the things that you want to learn. There is no difference at all. A person has to be wise and a hero to know. If it's written that if a person is leaving the Torah Kedoshah one day, the Torah is leaving him for one day, also against it. So 1 month, you're leaving the Torah Kedoshah, you're going to have all of the student mefitzim going to come to do Baal Tshuva, to bring you back into the Tshuva, bring you back into Judaism. You have to open a mikveh here that people are going to dip inside the mikveh for giyur, to make a giyur back into Judaism. Everyone going to be wise to think, to have mercy on his soul. A person, they're going to judge him on every bitul Torah. What is that invent? The people invented the Ben Azman. We have to put more effort to achieve more, to be awake a whole night. Always when I was learning in the kollel, so in Ben Azmanim, usually I was putting more effort in waking up midnight, because I knew about myself that first thing it's to grab the night. You don't know what's going to happen in the day after. The wife, she wants things. You don't know. So first of all, grab the night. Who knows what's going to be in the day? Grab the night. You put something in your pocket. You have that night. Everyone have to know that it's very good to go back to learn all of the things that we learned in those days. Rabbi Natan Mibreslev, he had times for driving. When he was going from one place to the other, driving in a chariot, in a wagon, he was finishing 4 parts of Shulchan Aruch in the way. He had sdarim for the traveling. For the days that he was traveling, he had special sdarim for those hours. All of the Gdolei Israel, the huge Rabbanim, the huge Tzadikim, achieved that only because they put the effort to steal time, to achieve, to put the effort on the moments, on the minutes. They heard the Chafetz Chaim, that every day he was hiding for 2 hours. And they knew that he was doing Cheshbon Nefesh. He was making it Bodedut, Cheshbon Nefesh, judging himself. One time he was screaming at himself that he lost 5 minutes. He checked and he saw that he lost 5 minutes. He was screaming at himself, Israel Meir, where are those 5 minutes? It's not that without a reason they achieved those huge levels. Just because they were counting every minute, every second. Even more so in Ben Azmanim. It's not time to travel, to go, to... There is Ben Azmanim of the summer, so in the summer, when you have the break in the middle of the summer, we have to have a special preparation to prepare people to that summer vacation. But here it's not it. Just people have to put the effort and continue with this darim. To work with Yishuv Da'at, to think about everything. He's going to see that he has Siyata Dishmaya, help from heaven. When he's thinking what he's doing, he's going to have help from heaven to succeed, to do everything. Today in this generation, everything is easy. Everything is easy today. Everything you have plenty, everything that you need. Once we had... In his generation, we had to bake the matzot ourselves. There was no batei charoshet. There was no places that you can buy matzot and to wine we were making ourselves. The matzot, everything that we were making ourselves. And it's not a lot of years back. This was the reality. Rav Naftali also. This was the reality. Achanot, to prepare yourself to Pesach, you had to do a lot of things. But today you can eat even bread that it's going to be Bechsher Abadatz, that it's kosher for Pesach, if you want. I think there is bread also. There is pitot, everything. I just want you to laugh. Lechem, bread, I said. What are you making? Riba, jam, what are you making? Hashem knows that our minds are weak. So He made the generation to be easy for us. The things are going to be easy. Every day we have to judge ourselves and to calculate our moves. What, the Ben Azmanim, the break that you have from the yeshiva, it's not the days that you have to make a Mesirut Nefesh to serve Hashem Yitbarach in those days, in davening and in serving Hashem. Everyone going to be strong. That there will be no day that he's not learning the minimum, one page of Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. The minimum, you have to hold strong the Sedarim. There is no reality that there is a day that is passing that you haven't sat and learned Torah Kedoshah. And then you're not breaking the connection, the relationship with Hashem Yitbarach. If one day you stopped, Chas V'Shalom, we're not allowed to stop for one day. There is nothing like it. It's not a reality to stop serving Hashem. It doesn't matter what the reason is. It's Isur Chag, it's the evening before of Pesach, you have to check the Chametz. So it doesn't matter. In that day, you have to learn Torah Kedoshah. Every day there is His mitzvot. Those words. The minimum. Those things, the minimum a person have to hold. I thought with help of Hashem, I was learning the book of Bereshit. There is no early and after in the Torah Kedoshah. Bereshit, you don't need to learn it only in when it's Parashat Bereshit. You're allowed to learn Bereshit even when it's Vayikra. It's allowed. So I was looking at it on Adam v'Chava to learn from them the path of Tshuva. To learn from their story, it's more right to say. That the Torah is telling us how the sin started. The snake, he was wise, he was clever, sneaky. That he told Chava Imenu that even though that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, so Chava, she's answering. Someone is talking to her, so she's answering. There is no problem that she's answering. It's allowed to answer. But what? The verse, the next verse is an extra verse. She said something that was extra. Why did Chava decide to add an extra thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell? She said that Hashem told her them not to touch the tree also. But Hashem didn't say that. So why did she say that? There is a midrash that is saying that Adam HaRishon, he was the one that told her, he created a fence. He told her that Hashem told him not to touch. He told her, don't touch. Because he wanted her to watch herself not to eat. So he told her, don't touch even. Adam told that to Chava. But even if we're going to say this, that Adam taught her, or that she adds that thing, it doesn't matter how we're going to explain. But when a person is adding something on what that Hashem command you to make, it's a big gum, it's a big mistake. Why? A person has to understand that you cannot understand Hashem Yitbarach. You think that you can understand Him and to understand Him more than what that He told you? So it's a big mistake. Exactly what that He commanded you to, told you to do, this is what you should do. Not more and not less. Don't add. This is why we have that commandment, the tzivui of Bal Tosif. Don't do more. You think that you understand what Hashem wants and what He wants from you. And now you want to do even more than what that he told you. It's a big mistake in faith. All of the chumrot, all of the people that are going very strict with the halachot, and it's connected to the matter of Pesach. That in Pesach people want to be strict, to do things. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to eat kazayit. You're going to eat 10 like that. It's going to be good. It's not going to be like good. It's not going to be good. He told you to bring machatzit ha-shekel. Machatzit ha-shekel. It's written in the Torah that even the ashir, the rich person, he's not allowed to bring more. Everyone going to bring machatzit ha-shekel. You want to understand Hashem? You cannot understand what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to make tzitziot like those. Can you understand? Like you cannot understand tzitziot, that for sure you cannot understand nothing in mitzvah tzitzit. So also the mitzvah that you think that you can understand, you don't understand nothing. Why are you putting tefillin with the leather of animal? Put a little bit gold and diamond, why not? For the honor. You cannot understand Borei Olam. He told us, and he have only he knows what he's doing in the world. Even someone that understands the reasons of the mitzvot, he does not understand nothing. When a person, he's got a little bit of point of humility, real humility, that he cannot understand Borei Olam, he is not adding nothing. He's doing only what Hashem said. Everything that it's written that a person have to be a chassid, to get stronger, it doesn't mean to add more on the mitzvot. To be a chassid, it doesn't mean to increase, to put more into the mitzvot. A lot of people are inside in sadness and chasing themselves, and they're angry about themselves, that they're running after themselves. They feel that they don't fulfill their job. Even if a person is going to do, it doesn't matter how much effort he's going to put, he will not fulfill his job. You're a human being, you're a small creature, you're very far from Hashem. So why to run after yourself? Don't do more, don't do less. What did Hashem said? Do it exactly like He said. Don't need to increase, to put more, extra. And also when you're putting a fence, the fence have to be a fence that you know what was the mitzvah of Hashem and what is the fence. You have to know the difference. This is the mitzvah of Hashem. I want to put a fence. It's okay. If Chava knew that it was a fence and that it's an extra on the mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah itself, she would not sin. So when he pushed her to the, Nachash pushed her to the tree, she wouldn't mistake, because she mistaked. After that she touched the tree, she thought that actually the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told her before, it was not right, because she touched the tree and nothing happened to her. So she said, I can also eat. But if she would know that this is the fence, so the fact that she touched the tree and it didn't harm her, it wasn't true and nothing. She would know that it's not the avera, it's just the fence. So where the sin started? In the reality of vatere, that she saw. That she saw the fruits. When the eye can see, then the heart desire, and the organs are finishing the action. All of the sin starting from the eyes. Because a person that has got faith, he is not looking at nothing that it's not belong to him. Even more so that he's not looking, and for sure that even more so he will not have a desire for something that it's not his. On that Borei Olam said, to see, it was not allowed to see. Why are you looking at that tree? It's not yours. It's not belong to you. Why are you looking? Don't look at it. if it's not allowed for you, because a person when he looks with his eyes, he's going to have the desire. So you have the desire of chemda, of something that it's not yours. So the sin started with the eyes. This is why a person that has got faith, he's working on his eyes, closing his eyes. That every opening his eyes, when he's lifting his eyes, he thought why he is opening his eyes now, why he's lifting his eyes. He's thinking about it before. The Torah is telling us that they heard the sound of Hashem walking in the garden, and Adam and his wife were hiding. They're shy, it sounds like they're okay, that they're hiding themselves. That the person after that he's sinning, when he's shying, when he's not telling, it's rude. It's a chutzpah. The busha, the real busha is that you're going to come and admit your sin. You become red and yellow, that you confess to Hashem Yitbarach that you're sinning. To confess, this is the real busha. This is what you should do. To hide, it's chutzpah. It's rudeness. When a person is hiding his sins, to hide yourself, it's chutzpah. After that you sin, come and confess. Everyone that are saying to me that are sinning and they're confessing and sinning again, and so they're asking, what, am I going to confess? Of course. To confess, this is the busha, amiti, the real busha. Confess, say, I'm sorry. Embarrassed, yes, embarrassed when you're saying I'm sorry. Of course it's embarrassing. This is the real embarrassment, that you confess. But you're hiding? It means that you have arrogant, you're still arrogant. You don't want to admit the truth that you sinned. You're hiding yourself. This is when you're rude. A person has to say to Hashem, I'm sorry. And Hashem called Adam Arishon and told him, Ayeka, where are you? This is the secret of all of the tshuva. The word Ayeka, it's the secret of all of the tshuva. All of the tshuva is in that word Ayeka. The Rebbe Mikotsk said, he explained that word Ayeka. That Hashem Yitbarach asked Adam Arishon, you sinned. The fact that you were hiding, do you think that I cannot see you when you're hiding? I don't know what you've done. This is why it's rudeness. It's the top of chutzpah. That you think that Hashem cannot see you. What are you hiding? It's chutzpah. You know that Hashem sees you. You know that Hashem knows what you've done. So what are you hiding? Alright, say a person that he doesn't know what you've done. So you can hide. He cannot tell what you've done. But Borei Olam, he saw you that you sinned. He sees you now where you're hiding. So what the person asks the person, he's asking him, where are you? You sinned? It's okay, I know. But now I'm asking you, where are you holding? Are you holding in that thing that you're going to admit? And you're going to say, Hashem, I sinned. I had a lust. I wish, I want to tell you the truth. I'm in the condition that I hope that you're going to tell me that it's allowed to sin that sin. That I have the desire to sin now. I'm asking you. I know that I'm going to continue sinning. This is my level. If I'm going to be in the test, I know that I'm going to sin. Or that the person is saying, I sinned and I regret. I will not going to do it anymore. Everyone by his level to admit. Without that understanding, a person cannot do tshuva. Why a person is not getting progressing in his tshuva? Because he doesn't have that ayeka. He's not admitting on his stage where he is holding. He's not admitting that he's over there, really, in that place. If you don't know your real place, you cannot do tshuva, you cannot fix. You will not fix yourself if you don't know where you're holding. Even if you're going to say to Hashem the truth, I have the desire, I want you to tell me that I am allowed to sin. This is my desire, this is my will now. If you know that this is where you're holding, this is your ayeka, this is your place, you can fix. One of the things that a person have to have in his hand to continue his tshuva is to know where he's holding him. Without it, he cannot progress. When a person know his place, that he know that he's got this kind of a desire, and he knows that if he's going to have a test, it's going to be hard for him. He admits. From that, we can give you advice how to climb out from that darkness. But if the person is lying, and when he's apologizing, he's lying, he's not admitting, you say, I regret. You not regret. Really, the truth is that you want to sin more. So all of your speeches are speeches of lies. So you're just lying. Ayeka means to look for the truth. From there, when you're going to meet the truth, from there you can progress, you can climb. After that you sinned, the scream that a person have to hear, Ayeka, where are you? After you sinned, Ayeka, where are you? You have to admit. The Torah is eternal. It's not a story of the first man, Adam HaRishon. It's a story of you, each and every person. I made all of that story very short now to explain all of it. There is a lot of jewelry, pearls inside of it. But the time is short, and we have a lot more important things to say. So on that Ayeka, that when a person is making his itbodedut of tshuva, he's confessing the beginning of all of the itbodedut. The job of the person is, before everything, is to see his place, his humility, to know his place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with lust, with yetzerah, with desires, because he loves us. There is nothing better than Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara, it's the best thing that we have. Because only with Yetzer Hara, a person gonna live the truth that he's got Yetzer Hara, and he will not live the lie, the sheker, that he is a tzaddik. But with this, he's gonna understand the truth that he's humble, that he's humility, that he's low. Then he's gonna understand that he needs Hashem, that he cannot succeed himself. Borei Olam, I have this kind of lust, this desire. Here you helped me, I'm thanking you. Here you gave me power, you gave me strength. So please give me more power. Help me in the future more, I'm begging you. I'm falling, please help me. And here I have that Yetzer Hara. I know my lacking, I need you Hashem. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. That we're going to live the truth that we need Him, that we need Borei Olam. When a person is not living that truth, he is living in a lie. He is living in arrogance that he does not need Hashem Yitbarach Chas V'Shalom. Always he is in depression, in sadness. He will not accept that reality that he needs Hashem. And again he becomes sad and sad and despair and broken that he fails. Again he forgets that he have lackings and he is getting inside to the imaginations like, no, he is a tzaddik, he's alright, everything is okay, he's perfect. We have desires, we lack of a lot of things, we have yetzarim, bad will, begging to Hashem, hold me Hashem Yitbarach, have mercy on me, get me stronger. I know that I have desire in my eyes. This is why we have to daven on that half an hour every day. I have Yetzirah that is dancing in front of my eyes. And the person become crazy to the things that he can see. The eye can see and all of his body become full with desire, bad. He just see a woman, all of the lust are jumping, bad will, he's... All of the person become hot and wants to run and to do. Know that this is your reality. Now, daven. Borei Olam, help me that I'm going to go with my eyes closed. Help me cancel all of the bad will that I have inside of me. That all of my will going to be only to want you. Break all of the bad will that I have that is waking up all of the time inside of me. Cancel them, that my kisufi, my will going to be only for you. Break all of those bad will that I have to for a woman, for all of those things, that my will going to be only to achieve you. Break all of the bad desires that I have inside of me. That all of my life going to be only for you, that I'm going to think only about you. To beg Hashem, watch me. Have mercy on me, save me, that all of the bad will not wake up inside of me. Help me, save me. A person have to live with this lacking that he's got. Hashem made us lack. That we're going to live, that we know that we cannot succeed without Hashem. The good things that we have is that we have Yetzirah, is that we have our bad midot, that we know that we cannot succeed without Hashem, that we know that we need Hashem, that He's going to save us, He's going to help us to succeed. When a person is davening a lot, that he's going to cancel all of the desires, and really when Hashem is helping him to cancel the desire, so he's living the reality of Hashem Yitbarach without feeling that lacking. Because while he's living without the desire, he feels that it's by the power of Hashem. He's happy. He feels that it's Hashem. But when a person is living without Hashem, so the lackings, he feels them. He cannot feel Hashem fulfilling his lackings. If the person, he doesn't have a desire and he feels that he is a reality, so it's better that you're going to have a desire. Then you're going to imagine that you are a tzaddik. The main thing is to remember that you're nothing, that we are nothing. To know that we are zero. Everyone to know his level, to know his midot, to know his character, his lusts, his desires. Everyone. This is the ayeka that we're talking about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shouting to the person, look, what are you holding? Look where you are. You have that bad midah, you have that desire, you have a lust to sleep. This is you. Now you can daven before you're going to sleep that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save you. Please help me to conquer the desire. A person getting inside to the bed, he don't know how to get out from the bed. Until he's going to come out from the bed, it's going to be a miracle. Have mercy on me. I have that bad midah. Help me that I will not stand in those tests at all. And then you're going to think, advise how to break it. But first, accept that reality. Understand that reality. That everyone is going to have the privilege to be, like we said, to live the reality of Hashem, that we need Him. This is the ayeka that Hashem is shouting to the person. Because really, without a Rebbe Mikotz, we cannot understand that word ayeka. We cannot understand it. Adam said, the woman that you gave me, she gave me from the tree, va'ochel. It's written va'ochel, it's not written va'achalti. He didn't say I was eating. He said va'ochel means I'm going to eat. If a person is saying, this is the answer of Adam to that question, that Adam answered to Hashem Yitbarach, she gave it to me and I'm going to eat it more. I'm going to eat more. When a person is saying, no, I was eating, and he's talking only about his history, he's living in a lie. But Adam was admitting. He said, va'ochel, I'm going to sin more. He admit to Hashem Yitbarach. You think that when you're crying on your past, this is confession? It's a lie. It's not a confession. Confession is when you're saying to Hashem, I was eating and I'm going to continue eating. This is me. This is the truth. That you know what is your place. Then you're going to do tshuva because you're holding the truth. You cannot get closer to Hashem Yitbarach if you're not holding the truth. You cannot. The real emet, the real truth is that he knows he's lacking. Why you need to blame yourself? Hashem created you with that lust, with those desires. Hashem created us with the bad desires, with the bet yetzirah, with midot raot. We haven't chosen that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us like that. There is no choice. There is people, a poor guy that he is running after Yetzirah, also after. But let's start about the beginning. Everyone came to this world with desires. Why? Because Hashem knows that we can get closer to Him only with that. All of the war that There is the snake told the person, you're gonna be like Hashem, v'item ke Elohim. You're gonna be perfect, you're gonna be like Hashem, you have no lackings if you're gonna sin. When a person knows his place, now he can do tshuva, because he's saying to Hashem, my tshuva is that I'm gonna keep on eating. This is the truth, I'm gonna keep on eating. But not that I want to eat. This is my condition. And from here I'm asking you to help me. Help me that I will not eat anymore. Give me the advice, everyone, by his level, by his sickness, that I will not go back without suffering, without misery. How I'm going to tear it from the root, how I'm going to take it out from the roots. All of it, this is to prepare you to Ben Azmani. That the person is going to know not to be stupid, know your place, know that you have Yetzirah. The Yetzirah wants you to break Limud HaTorah. Oy lanu. Oy va'avoy. It's a frightening sin to break Torah, not to learn Torah. It's frightening. Bitul Torah, there is nothing. It's horrible what it is written on Bitul Torah. Frightening. Terrifying. A person have to know that he's got that Yetzirah. And we have to daven on that every day. A few years ago I said that everyone going to accept on himself few minutes a day to daven on Limud HaTorah, and more so in Ben Azmani, in the break. Have to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me to know that the Torah is my life. Let me love the Torah. Let me taste the sweet taste of the Torah Kedosha. That every day I'm going to learn a lot more Torah Kedosha. Make grace with me. 10 minutes, 15 minutes every day to know that it's a test. Because when a person has his zmanim, his time, his clock, you know, he needs to come. So it's half of a solution that he's coming to the kollel. He have his darim. But in Ben Azmanim, you have to have a special help from heaven to learn in those days. So to increase the tefillot. There's going to be days, chas v'shalom, without Torah. Even more so, learning a lot more Torah Kedoshah, and know that the kids, they can see the father, the wife, she can see the father. When a person is strong, he's gonna see that in the end also the wife, she's gonna be embarrassed to cancel him from learning, and the kids, they see example. And he can say to the kids, sit with me, let's learn together. But if he himself, all the day, he's looking, walking like a drunk person, he's going to tell the kids, you should learn. They will not accept it ever. This is why everyone should daven on Limud HaTorah Kedosha. Every day, all our life we need to daven, but especially in the days of Ben Azmanim, to know the danger, huge danger of canceling Torah Kedosha. Begging to Hashem, help me Hashem Yitbarach. Everyone going to be a hero to wake up every morning to daven in the Netzach Hama and to tell the wife, I'm coming at 10 a.m. If they have a lot of things to do, so he's coming at 10. They don't know what we're doing, but even if you have to, so at 10. The minimum of the minimum from the nets until 10 o'clock, don't start in the beginning with all of the things that you have to do. This is an advice that for sure you will all of the day going to be without learning Torah. If from the beginning you're starting with the things that you have to do, forget. First of all, grab the minimum, 2 hours, 3 hours of learning Torah in the morning. It's the minimum. And it's going to give you siyata dishmaya to continue. And the main connection with Hashem Yitbarach is davening, to know your level, that you have a special yetzer hara. This is what that was between Shaul and David. That Shaul said, Akemoti Dvar Hashem. I made the mitzvah of Hashem Yitbarach. I made what Hashem said. But David HaMelech, he said, I sinned. I know that I sinned. He didn't give excuses to his actions. We hope to get stronger. There is minyanim here in the yeshiva. In the holiday, there is halel every day, the special halel of the yeshiva. Everything is usually. Don't be stupid, not to be stupid. To come every day, we have the yeshiva. Rav Yoshua Cohen said that when he's in Ben Azmanim, he's learning double than that he's learning in his Desdarim. He's not moving from the book. We wish to be like that.
60 plus.
There is Shiurim next week. We made our Ben Azmanim before of our Tshuva, very long Ben Azmanim we had. Now we need to cover for that. To fulfill all of our days that we were not learning. That we lost in our life.
Amen.
Condition. What is your condition?
He's saying to all of the guys, the Bachurim, not to go to the families, not to lose everything. People are going to their houses, to the families, and not coming back after the holiday. Watch yourselves, be strong, to stay close to the yeshiva, to stay with Avrechim. If someone have a special issue that he needs to go, so alright, he can go, but... A lot of tzaddikim are dying in this generation. A long time ago, I heard it from huge tzaddikim that they said that I'm going to daven on tzaddikim in the generation because it. He said that this year is very hard for the tzaddikim in this generation. And from then there was a lot of tzaddikim that passed away. It doesn't matter if they're old or grown up. It's Hashem made it that they all gonna pass away in the same year. So why did Hashem made it that all of them gonna died in the same generation in 1 year? So I'm asking you, everyone, daven on that also, that Hashem gonna save the tzaddikim for us, that they're gonna live a long life and good life. Amen. Daven on him? He said you need to have a privilege to daven on me. He said, Aram. Look how hard it is. Try. Torah, it's our power, it's our again, shield. We have to say to all of the Jews in outside of Eretz Israel that they have to come to Eretz Israel. We have to tell them that they have to come to Eretz Yisrael. You see that outside from Eretz Yisrael there is danger. You think that in Eretz Yisrael it's dangerous, it will see what's going on out. But in Eretz Yisrael there is Siyata Dishmaya, help from heaven, special here in Eretz Yisrael. Tzadikim are saying that in Eretz Yisrael nothing bad gonna happen. Nothing bad gonna happen in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is guarded, shmura, protected. Tell them, come to Eretz Yisrael. What are you doing over there? What are you doing? Until now, thousands of, ten thousands of tilim, tens thousands of tilim are falling in Eretz Israel, nothing is happening. But one time a missile fell down in a village of Druzim, of Aravim, hundreds, tens died in one missile. But you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is... He's playing with the missiles that are going to fall between houses and nothing is happening. He said that one time they asked one of the Arabic soldiers why they're not heading the striking. So he said everything in our computers are set, it's fixed. But the Elohim is moving the missiles from the place. Everyone should have his posek or halacha that he's going by his shita, going by his shita. If you have a posek, go by his shita. You don't need to go by the other one's posek shita. It's not better. You have one to count on him, go with it. It's all wonderful. Easy life when a person is going with that shita that we're saying, what Hashem is telling you to do, you're doing it, don't get crazy. Don't need to increase to do extra. We don't know what you don't understand what we're doing. So now you want to do more than what you don't understand that you are doing. This is how Hashem wants. You have that posek, go with it, be happy. We don't know what Hashem wants. We're doing what Hashem showing to us by the Chachamim. There is a book that someone is saying, he said, wonderful book. You haven't saw that book.
Thank you.
Thank you.